CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Wake up, dear. I'm sorry I let you sleep as late as possible, but you better get up now.
Oh, golly, no, I hardly slept at all.
I didn't either.
Just lay awake. The last time I looked at the clock, it was after 4 o'clock. Must have dropped off after that.
I know. I kept hearing strange noises. I wondered if the burglar had come back, thinking we were gone again or
something. No, I wasn't worried about that. I just wondering what else he took that we haven't discovered yet.
Oh, well, I know one thing. I've been downstairs already this morning. I haven't looked thoroughly, of course. But that silver cigarette lighter we keep on the coffee table? It's gone.
No.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, going away last weekend for your family reunion was a more expensive trip than we thought, huh?
Yeah. Well, we got insurance.
You call the insurance man first thing this morning. Unless you want to be late to work, you better get up, dear.
No, I'm going to call the office and tell him I'm coming in later. I think we better check the house more thoroughly and see what else was taken. The insurance man will want a list.
Well, we know definitely our silverware was taken, my jewel box, and your portable typewriter. Well,
the police last night said look around, you know, and be sure and see what else is missing.
I know, but I couldn't even think last night. So upset to get home, find the place had been robbed. I was just shaking.
I know. You're always worried that your house might be robbed. Then when it happens, you can't believe it.
I know, dear.
Paris, European capital of fashion and femininity, where women are dedicated to being desirable and appealing.
Paris, where the preferred deodorant among knowing women is new Odorono. Parisians have discovered that wonderful new Odorono forms a gentle, firm shield against odor-causing perspiration, gives you a clean, fresh feeling all day long. Odorono babies the skin, so mild it can't harm the finest fabric.
And now, important news. To introduce you to Paris's favorite deodorant, new Odorono is being offered at just half price. For a limited time only, save 50 cents on the $1 jar of Odorono cream. Or get new Odorono spray, also at half price. Look for the Odorono half price offer wherever deodorants are sold.
Yes, Myra, it was just terrible. Uh-huh. All my lovely silver, yes. My set and my grandmother's. Yes, not only that, my jewel case and a portable typewriter.
Look, honey, will you please get off the phone? I'm expecting the insurance man to call back. You've had this phone tied up half the morning.
Look, Myra, I guess I better hang up.
I stayed home so we could check the whole house, see what else is missing. All you've done is hang on the telephone.
No, Myra, we think we actually saw the burglar when we drove up.
Oh.
You see, there was this man carrying a white sack standing on our front steps, and he asked us where the Helbrights lived.
Darling, it
wasn't
Helbright.
I said,
I
don't know. You know. Well, the minute I saw this man, I knew right away, Myra, that there was something funny about him.
Oh, honey, you didn't at all.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't until later.
And the minute we walked in the house, Myra, I had this funny feeling. I knew right away. But right away, the place had been robbed.
Why, you didn't any such thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, we brought the suitcases in and put the kids to bed before we even discovered.
Myra, I'll call you back later. All right. Goodbye. Now, listen.
Look, don't glower at me. I don't like to spoil you trying to make a good story out of this, but at least stick to the facts, honey.
I was not trying to make a good story out of it, as you put it. I knew the minute I saw the man when we drove up. And when we spoke to him, goodness, I saw his tiny little shifty eyes, and I thought to myself right away, this man is a criminal. Well, you go right ahead and smile. I knew right away something was wrong.
In fact,
on our way home in the car, suddenly something came over me. I was looking out the window, and suddenly something came over me, and I thought, something is wrong at our house.
Darling, you always think that whenever we take a trip.
Well, this time I was right.
All right. Now, look, if we can change the subject, I've just been checking my den, and my transistor radio is gone, too.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Also, that silver letter opener I bought in Italy in Florence, you remember?
Oh, no.
Yes, and look, I think you had better check your clothes.
Sickening.
He seems to have made off with my brown suit and my tweed sports jacket. Yes.
I just can't believe it. Why didn't you tell me?
You've been on the phone.
Well, gee, my friends want to hear what happened, dear.
Well, the insurance man is going to want to hear what's missing. And look, I don't want to put in a claim and then discover later that we didn't list everything.
No. I'll go upstairs and check my clothes right away.
Well, as soon as my secretary gave me your message, Mr. Piper, I thought I'd better come on out to your house right away.
Come in, Mr. Reed, and sit down. Mr. Reed, the insurance man is here.
I'll be right down, dear.
Well, it's kind of a nasty bit of business, huh?
Yes, well, it's certainly a shock.
When did you discover it?
Why, when we got home last night, Mr. Reed. We'd been up to Pike Lake for a family wedding and reunion, and we got home in the evening. We just drove up, you know, and my wife said, well, there's a man standing at the front door. Well, I called to him, you see, and he said he was looking for somebody named Cartwright. But, well, we didn't know them, and I asked him if he'd like to come in and look it up in the phone book. But he said, oh, no, thanks anyway. And, well, frankly, I noticed at the time that he beat it off down the driveway pretty fast. Mm. And, well, by golly, you know, right away, I had a feeling that, well, that something might be wrong.
You knew that was the burglar?
Well, I mean, I can't actually say I knew it at the time. But the front door was unlocked, and the guy had been carrying a bundle of something. So, by golly, right away, you know, I put two and two together.
Uh-huh. So you were able to call the police right away and give them an accurate description?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And I thought of chasing after the guy myself, you know. It occurred to me that. Well, you know, he might have had a gun.
Well, that's right.
Yes.
No, that was very smart of you not to do that. Oh, hello, Mrs. Piper.
Oh, come in, dear. I was just telling Mr. Reed what happened.
Yes, I heard you.
Well, I know you'll need a list of what's missing, Mr. Reed. We aren't quite sure yet.
Well, two sets of silverware, mine and my grandmother's, my jewel box that had my ruby ring and my pearls. My garnet earrings, oh, it just makes me sick. Now, those are the main losses, really. Because I just remembered, dear, your brown suit and that sports coat are at the cleaners.
Oh, golly, yeah, well, thank goodness, that's something.
And didn't you take that little transistor radio down to your office to hear some special program one day?
Oh, yes,
didn't
of
you?
Course. That's right. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. I just thought of it.
Yes, well, you're right.
Well, then you think your main losses are silverware and jewelry.
Yes, I would say that.
And sick as we both were last night when we discovered it, I said, thank heavens, we're covered by insurance.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Mr. Piper, that you are not covered by insurance for this kind of a loss.
Not covered?
No, I'm sorry to say that. If you recall, Mr. Piper...
What do you mean, not covered?
I suggest
we're insurance poor, for the love of... We've got insurance on everything.
Yes, that's true.
We get bills all the time for insurance. We got one last week. What was that for, last week?
I don't have a complete file with me,
Mr. Well, what was
Piper?
That for? You know, what was that insurance bill we got last week? You remember?
I think it was for hurricanes, typhoons, and tidal waves.
Typhoons and tidal waves?
Well, they were mentioned in it, dear. Wasn't that the one that has something to do with what happens if our trees all fall into our house or something?
Mr. Reed, do you mean that I've got insurance for a typhoon or a tidal wave, but no insurance at all if my silverware is stolen?
Yes. You have $3,000 burglary insurance, but only $300 of that is for silverware, jewelry, and furs. Burglary insurance is apportioned to various household items, clothes, furniture, and so forth.
Only $300 on silverware? Why is that? Why only $300?
Please, Mr. Piper, that is the type of policy you took out. And I explained it to you at the time.
No, never. You certainly never explained that I only had $300 theft insurance on silverware.
Silverware, jewelry, and fur.
Oh, no.
And I must agree, I did explain it. In fact, I even said at the time that I didn't think it was sufficient, and I suggested you carry a special policy for your silver, jewelry, and furs, and you said, rather emphatically, no, you had plenty of insurance. You were certainly not going to take out any other policies. Well, Mr. Piper, these are the unhappy moments when we insurance men do try to spare you. Now, let's go over your policy. I'm afraid you didn't read the fine print.
Bring me the magnifying glass, sweetheart.
Yes, dear.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Hi, folks. This is Mitch Miller. I don't claim to be a traffic engineer, But then, traffic engineers don't claim to be radio personalities, and they don't usually have the highway accidents. Ordinary drivers like you and me have them. As one ordinary driver to more of the ordinary species, nowadays we're doing a lot of clamoring for more and better roads to take us more places faster. But you know what they say about charity beginning at home. Better roads begin behind the wheel. Subtract every hurry, hurry guy right now. Subtract every cut up and cut out. Subtract every guy who treats his car like a weapon, and we'd have those better roads now. I'm sure some of you folks catch my Sunday night shows from CBS Radio in your cars. I know you can hear me from a hospital bed, too, but what's the percentage in that? As a personal favor, try not to create or become a highway accident statistic. Take it from Mitch here. Dying on the highway, that's not living at all. Thank you.
Well, you might as well stop ranting and raving. What's done is done, and I didn't want to say so in front of Mr. Reed when he was here. But he was right, dear. I remember that evening. He was here 2 years ago.
Yes, I remember it, too. It was over 2 years ago. We had just moved into our new house here.
Yes.
And he came over, and we spent hours going over what insurance policies we had and what new policies we needed.
Yes.
Everything that was affected by the new house.
Well, I remember that he did try to get you to take out a special policy on theft for silverware, jewelry, and furs. And you did get excited. You said you'd be darned if you were going to take out
any... All right. But that was because we didn't think we had any really valuable jewelry or furs. I mean, certainly nothing worth thousands and thousands. I figured just ordinary theft insurance would cover what we did have.
It doesn't. Yeah. And Mr. Reed was right when he said that when you start adding things up, the things that you have, you'd be surprised to find the total is a lot more than you thought it would be. Also, Mr. Reed, I think, was right.
Mr. Reed was right.
Well, he was, dear. He suggested to us long ago that we make a list of everything we have in case of fire or theft, so we would know at once what was missing. Well, like everything else we're always going to do, we didn't do it. I walk around the living room. I really don't know if something is missing. Well, it's not Mr. Reed's fault. We didn't even read our own policy, dear. Now, you can't...
Read it. Reading through an insurance policy is Anita's trick of the week. Who writes up these things, anyhow? Lilliputians on midget typewriters? I ask you, is there some law against printing an insurance policy in large enough letters so you can read it without putting it under a microscope?
No,
I ask you.
Dear, now just...
All right. I got nobody to blame but myself, I guess.
Well, let's cheer up. Maybe they'll catch the burger, and we'll get back everything he took, dear.
Yeah, sure, maybe so. By golly, would you look at this? Would you look at this?
What?
We are even covered for falling objects.
Oh,
by golly, if a meteor zooms out of the sky, a meteor, and crashes through our roof, we are covered by insurance. But if my silverware is stolen,
now, dear,
I need a special policy.
Oh, honey, now don't go on about it.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Joe Silver and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Stuart Metz.